You know, you just get rid of your land.
I think we would have more land.
You mean you should have taken the land, refused the money, and said, we want more land?
That's the only thing I got. I got a little on a subsistence.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I think the initiative on the subsistence was the best thing that ever happened. Because we need the subsistence. The native people of Alaska everywhere was born, raised at their tradition ways and their lifestyle. And we want that just the way it is now. I know there's a lot of controversy over this yet. It's still up in the air. But we want to keep it that way. And I could tell you why. In 1930, there was a big depression. That was territorial days. The big cities out in 48, they had a tough time. In the territorial here, we didn't even know anything about it. They didn't bother us. It should happen now. We will really know about it. Now this inflation, right now we have inflation. And should there be any depression now, it's going to be hard for the rural people in the bushes. And I understand the people that live in the urban cities, they don't have the subsistence like we have in the bushes out here. And games and stuff. We're getting so many lodges, like Lake Clark alone got over 10 or 11 lodges now. They're catching the fish, getting our big games, killing the elk, and then now they're blamed on the wolf. Wolves killing off the big games. They want to kill off the wolf now. See, I don't know. I'm with the fishing board, the advisory board. So I tell those people, and they wouldn't listen to me. Why kill off the wolves? Our big hunters are the one that killing off the big games, and they wouldn't reveal anything about that. This is all I have, and I want to thank you. I hope the skits I brought down have that in mind.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Wassily.
I'm Greg Van Engelen from New Haven. I was born and raised here, and I'm member of Village Council. On Village Corporation, about 3-4 years ago, we merged with Alaska Peninsula Corporation, but they haven't contact any meetings with us, and we don't know what their future plans for 1991, and I don't even see any one of their solutions for 1991, I can suggest, even though I don't know what their plans are, but I would say this, and territorial this, we've been doing just as well as we do right now, but it's kind of different from 20 years ago. We can hunt fish without any permit, or all we have to do is get license nowadays for our young generations. Our young generations are more important than we older peoples are. We like to see them live the way we have our lifestyle before, go out and hunt in their free time and keep their own, you know, control their own land. I don't know what their corporations planning, you know, Alaska Peninsula Corporation. I don't know what their plans are. We don't even know what's going on here in New Haven, but I can suggest this. In 1991, I'd like to see everything, even shares and subsistence, with this right now. I think our young generations have better service by it in 20 years from now. I think the village corporation, whoever concerned, we don't even know who's taking care of our land. You know, I know we got enough land we can use for many years. When my dad and my grandpa used to use this ground for hunting, and we also went up to North Dalton hunt up there with our relations. I think you have a better way of doing this. I would say this, keep it way this, when 1991 comes along. I didn't want to see any changes, because I like it myself, and I think these young generations are like it way it is. And our shares are same. I like to see it way it is. I don't have anything to go by from our Alaska Peninsula Corporation. We merged about 3 years ago. I don't understand how they were merging neither that time when we merged, but I know no one ever come and tell us anyway, you know, what's going on. Never wrote a letter to us or anything. We just stayed right there, like, you know, sleeping from our corporation. I don't know if we still have New Haven Corporation or not, neither. You know, they don't explain it to us after we merge with them. So,
well, if you merged, you don't have New Haven Corporation anymore.
No.
Your shareholders in Alaska Peninsula now.
Is there any way we can get back to New Haven
Corporation,
or is that too late?
That's
the question is whether you could get back to New Haven Corporation away from Alaska Peninsula. I think that's doubtful because it would require a corporate reorganization, and seems to me it would be very difficult to arrange. But you could look into that.
Talk to our lawyers about
that? Oh, sure, yeah. Talk to your lawyers about it. Sometimes these things are a little bit like unscrambling an omelet, though. Sorry, you carry on.
Yeah, I don't have anything else more to say anyway, so thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
A corporation, like a native corporation, I think merging with another corporation is very difficult thing to do. I know at that time the peninsula, they want to merge with Nundalton Native Corporation, and they were ready to go to Anchorage to have a meeting. So when we had the meeting, I told the rest, I was the city council then. I told them that I think that's the wrong thing to do, because some of them little villages down there don't have no land, and Nundalton have a big land and more resource. And what I guess some members of the Bristol Bay directors said the people down there, they got bottom fish. If you merge with them, the bottom fish is going to be, it'll be worth a lot of money. You people is going to get a lot of money from the bottom fish. But I said, no, I don't care what they got. You can have all the bottom fish that you want, but if we merge with them, how are we going to fish down there for bottom fish? We don't have boats. A lot of us don't have permits. Look at Bristol Bay right now, half the people where they used to fish, every one of them, me for myself, I couldn't even get a permit. And if we merge with those people down there, who's gonna, how are we gonna get the bottom fish? We're gonna, all the way down there, I told them that's wrong. So at that time, we didn't merge with the people down there. So I think keep your own corporation to yourself, and try to, whatever, struggle. And if you make money, invest it somewhere. That was the idea I had.
Thank you.
How would you protect your land to keep from losing it in 1991?
Can we have your name?
Teresa Silas from Nundalton.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there's a number of ways of protecting the land to make sure you don't lose it after 1991. One way is to get Congress to pass a law that says you can't sell your shares in the corporations. Then those corporations will remain in native hands, and the land will too. Another way is to take the land away from the corporations and turn it over to IRA governments, that is tribal governments or traditional councils, because your tribal government, your traditional council, can't be taken over by outsiders. Another way would be to transfer the land to cooperatives and make everybody in the village a member of the cooperative. Those are some of the ideas. Another idea is to, well, those are the ways of those are the main ways, I think, of trying to protect the land after 1991.
If they were to give shares to our children, how much would they get, the same as their parents or less?
Well, that would be for you to decide, but I suppose if your children, that is, if the children born since 1971 are going to get shares, they should get the same as everybody else, so that everybody holds shares equally, 100 for everybody. But one of the problems with giving shares to the children is that under corporation law, when anyone gets shares, they're supposed to pay for them, pay the corporation for the shares. Well, children usually don't have a lot of money. So the only way to make sure those children get shares is for the corporation to give them shares. And that is something that isn't easy to do under corporation law. You know, this thing is has got a lot of blind alleys in it, and that's one of them that you keep running into.
Dolores from Non-Dalton. Is the village corporation supposed to take over the land and shares after 1991?
No, the village corporation has got the land now. The question is whether the people who hold the shares now, like the shareholders in Alaska Peninsula, the shareholders in Non-Dalton, are going to keep those shares or sell them. If they sell them, then outsiders will take over the corporation and the land. And that's why I asked the question, well, do you think that there should be a law that says you can't sell your shares after 1991? Or would you want to see the land transferred from the corporation to the village council or an IRA government, or to make sure the land is protected so that even if the corporation's taken over, whoever takes it over doesn't get the land.
Louise from Iliamna. Will the corporation help with taxes after they are invoked in 1991?
Yeah. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Will the corporation help with taxes after they are invoked in 1991?
Well, I think the question is whether the corporation will need help with taxes. If the corporation has got some land and the state of Alaska decides that it needs revenue and decides to impose a tax on rural land, on land in the bush, then the corporations would have to raise the money to pay the taxes. And if they couldn't, then the state could take the land. That's something that might happen in the 1990s.
Roseanne from Non-Dalton. What about stock alterations?
Alienation.
What about stock alienation?
Well, alienation means getting rid of stock, selling it or giving it away, or right now you can't sell your stock and you can't give it away. The only thing you can do is arrange that if you die, your children or your aunt or whoever you want to will get your stock. But after 1991, you can go out on January 1st, 1992, and you can go down to Anchorage and you can try to sell your stock to anybody. You can go to a big brokerage house and say, how about buying my stock? You can't do that now. And that's the big difference. It also means that, as I pointed out earlier, somebody in Anchorage who wants to take over your land could come and go around Non-Dalton and try to buy up everybody's shares. And if he succeeded. He'd wind up owning the corporation at Nondalton and the land and the native land there. So that's what stock alienation could lead to. But of course, if you sell your shares, you get the money, and you get to keep the money or spend it, whatever you want to do with it.
Charlie Karlikoff from Nondalton. Can two corporations merge into one corporation now, or will they have to wait until 1991?
Oh, they could merge now. Okay. Don't have to wait. But if corporations merge, they still have to face 1991. You still have to decide whether you're going to sell your shares in the merged corporation, whether you're going to ask Congress to pass a law that says you can't sell them, or whether you're going to take the land that the merged corporation holds and turn it over to an IRA or a traditional government. Right. So merging may have some good results, but you still have to face the major questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Teresa from Nondalton. Is there some way natives could keep outsiders from hunting or fishing on their land, since we use it for subsistence and they use it just for the sport?
Well, if your corporation owns the land, you have the right to say that non-natives can't come on your land. If it's your land, you can tell them to stay off. And if they won't leave, you can go to court and get a court order that says they've got to leave. If it's your land, then it's your land and other people can't come on the land. But if you lose the land, then not only will you be unable to keep people off, you probably won't even be able to go on to it yourself.
Like Nondalton land, we're keeping the people off our land. We have 50 mile radius that no one can hunt within that land. So 50 mile radius, they're outside of that miles. They don't go into our lands. Same with the park, the Lake Clark Park. The park people don't have any outsiders go hunt and fish within the park. But the local peoples are able to hunt and fish, gather wood and stuff, logs, within the park.
Mm-hmm. Just for the record, say your name again. Just say your name again for the record.
Albert C. Washington.
Thank you again, Mr. Wesley.
Kenneth Nondalton. Kenneth Kaltkoff, Nondalton. What about after 1991, we'd like to see more opportunities for younger people to have better jobs?
Well,
jobs around corporations. Yeah.
Did you want to add something to that, Kenneth?
Talk about what kind of jobs you mean.
Like job laborers for working on some projects. Would there be more job opening opportunities after 1991?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty hard to say. But if you lose your land, I guess you would find you weren't able to get subsistence off that land. I don't know about jobs. Jobs are hard to come by in these villages, you know. I've been all over the state, and there aren't that many jobs in these villages. That's why I think people feel that subsistence is important. Because, as Mr. Wassily said, when back in the 30s, when there weren't any jobs for anybody, native or white, at least the natives had their subsistence. But I really can't say about jobs, Kenneth, because I've been all over the villages like this, Eskimo villages, Indian villages in Canada and Alaska, and there's fishing, and there's hunting, and there's trapping, and there's the school, and there's the store, and sometimes those are the only jobs there are in these villages, and I don't want to pretend that anybody is going to be able to bring a lot of jobs in here. I don't know where they're going to come from. Well, maybe you do.
I think I'll answer the question for as much as I can. What he really means is there are going to be jobs, but the only jobs we get is from the federal government or the state, and that's very difficult.
Yeah.
When you're probably some guys are fortunate to get a job. For our native corporation, we are able to, the city now in Nundalton is able to hire people for a week or so routinely. And right now we have BI housing, and we're hiring everyone in the village routinely 2 weeks, so that everybody will have a chance at a job. The only grants we get in the village now is BI grant for housing and revenue sharing and 638.
Is that through the village council?
Yes.
Yeah.
We get Native Traditional Council get 638 grant.
Yeah.
And also a block grant from HUD. And that's the only grant. There's some other grants that we're thinking about in the future. So jobs are still hard to get.
Yeah.
In the city.
Well, it sounds like you are doing your best to provide jobs in Nundalton. I'm just saying I've been all over these villages and there aren't many jobs in them. And you have to work very hard to find jobs.
Oh, Martin Del Kitty, Nundalton. Will the corporation give stock to newborns, like if they were born before 1991?
Well, the trouble with that is that under corporation law, the newborns are supposed to pay for their stock, and so it isn't easy to give stock to the newborns. But I assume from what everybody here has said today that you're all in favor of giving stock to the newborns, that they should have the same rights as everybody else, so that when they grow up they can have the same right to go on the land or to do anything else that the rest of the people have.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a gentleman.
My name is Nakinti Anilan. I've got a few questions and some ideas for our sheriff and when 1991 comes along. Well, I hope, and I would like to speak in our language for older people to understand what has, what is right or might be wrong. First of all, I've been living here in New Haland all my life. When I was 9 years old, that was 1935. I never heard no land claims. And there was only few white men living here in Iliamna. That is Mr. Hans Stevenson, the owner of the trading post. Then there was one commissioner named Mike Hatton, and there was one teacher, Tom Solers was his name, and he had kids. And since that time I watched this village grow. There was no white men around, few airplanes flying around. And our grandma used to say, and grandfathers used to say this. He used to tell us this, once you go to school, try hard to learn to speak English. And he used to tell us this, later on the years, if you live long enough, these white people will come around, will try and take what you have, what is rightfully yours, which is our land. And they will try to control the whole thing, like the games, animals, fish. And their words, but I don't know how they know. But now it's coming to what those old people say. And like now, in 1971, when this entry permit comes along, everybody got theirs. All the natives got theirs, except for me. I tried it. They say I'm not eligible. I live here in New Hill nights all that time, and I'm 58 years old now. I still can't get my entry permit. Then, since that time, these native peoples, whites, not whites, but halves, Eskimos, Indians alike, they sell their entry permits to white peoples just to get money. And now, this 1991 comes along, they say we could sell our shares. That's just like entry permit. They're just trying to take what we have. But I would like to know this one question that I would like this gentleman here. What is IRA government?
Congress passed a law back in 1934 that authorized Indians in the lower 48 to organize their own governments. And then in 1936, they passed another law that said Alaska Natives in their villages could organize IRA governments. IRA means Indian Reorganization Act, but they applied it to Alaska to Eskimos, Aleuts, and Indians. So you've, some places you've got a traditional council. Mr. Wassily said he's secretary of the traditional council in Nundalton. That's a native council government that is run by native people. An IRA government is the same thing, only you get a federal charter from Washington, D.C., and that charter sets out the things that the IRA government can do. But the reason why at a lot of these meetings the idea of IRA governments and traditional governments comes up is because people think in some villages that they should transfer their land to the IRA government or the traditional council so that it will be safe, even if their corporation is taken over or goes bankrupt or the state tries to tax it, their land will still be safe. That's why it keeps coming up.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for translating for the older folks. Yes, I was thinking that myself. Well, maybe this is a good time to stop. We're going to have a meeting tonight, but we seem to have some more time now. If anybody wants to speak now, that's fine. But we'll be coming back here tonight and. And I just want to thank all the people who are here and to thank all of those who testified this afternoon. I thought it was a very good discussion and a good meeting. I learned a lot, and I was glad you all came. But we're going to carry on with the meeting at 7 o'clock tonight, and then we're going to come back tomorrow morning as well. So maybe we've been going since about 2, so maybe this is a good time to stop. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, if you outline, people want to ride to any place, I got the city van out there, it's blue. You guys can contact me. Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll adjourn then till 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll carry on tonight, and then again tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. Okay? Thank you. Well, that was a good meeting. Started a little slow, but we got...
Like anything else, we start slow. Is there any place you really want to go?
Not really. I think I'll just go for a walk. It's before it gets dark. But thanks very much. I guess... Vince said he'd help out too, if you now wanted him to feed some of us or put some of us up at his house. Where are you staying?
Well, I haven't talked to Sally, but Mark said it's okay to stay with the members. I don't know.
He's working. Yeah, why can't you remember? Well, sure, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, for that luncheon, I guess we could just do that tomorrow. There should be more people in the villages. Could just do it here at the school.
Sure. Is it okay to be in the gym tomorrow morning?
Huh? I don't know if I can come.
Well, we could talk to... Let's see how we do tonight, and then we'll carry on tomorrow. And,
there's no need to do a big luncheon. What I had suggested to Greg was just that we were going to be coming in about 11 o'clock, and if there was an opportunity to meet with a few people before the meeting started, so that Tom would know a few people, that might be a good idea. That was all my suggestion.
Yeah, don't worry about a lunch for us, a big luncheon for us tomorrow. We've met a lot of the folks.
You guys will probably be eating here at the school anyways.
Oh, it's school lunch. Okay, fine.
So hopefully we'll